Here is Chapter 9 of Rise 2, written in full and continuing seamlessly from Chapters 1 to 8. This chapter introduces replication without importing biology prematurely, and without slipping into selection, purpose, or metaphor. Chapter 9. Replication as Constraint Recycling. The previous chapter ended at a threshold. Memory exists. Error correction exists. Stability exists. At this point, a new possibility appears. Stability can be copied. Replication is not the copying of objects. It is the copying of constraints that stabilize organization. Replication is not duplication. To replicate is not to make an identical thing. Exact duplication is fragile. It requires precision everywhere. Replication is looser. What is copied is a pattern of constraints, a way of correcting error, a method of maintaining coherence. Details may vary. The organization persists. Why replication appears suddenly? Before error correction, replication is impossible. Errors accumulate faster than copies can form. Noise overwhelms structure. Once correction exists, copying becomes viable. Replication is not a gradual improvement. It is a phase change in survivability. Constraint recycling. Here is the central idea of this chapter. Replication recycles constraints instead of rebuilding them. Instead of assembling stability from scratch each time, a system reuses an existing stabilized pattern. This dramatically lowers the cost of persistence. Why copies are never perfect? Imperfect copying is not a flaw. It is unavoidable. Noise, delay, and finite precision ensure variation. Exact copies would be brittle even if they were possible. Replication survives because it tolerates variation. Variation without purpose. Variation is often misread as exploration or experimentation. It is neither. Variation is simply what remains when copying is imperfect. Some variations destabilize the organization and disappear. Some do not. No evaluation is required. No comparison is necessary. Elimination without competition. Replication introduces multiplicity. Multiplicity allows elimination to operate across instances rather than within one structure. This looks like competition. It is not. Instances disappear independently when they fail to maintain coherence. Survivors are those whose constraints hold. Heredity is stabilized memory. When replication persists, memory acquires a new property. It becomes heritable. Not every detail is inherited. Only what survives copying and correction. Heredity is memory that can cross instantiation. Why replication narrows possibility? Each generation discards unstable variants. The space of viable organization shrinks. This is not progress. It is restriction. But restriction increases persistence. Replication trades freedom for endurance. Why this is still not teleology? Replication does not aim at improvement. It produces survivorship bias. Structures that persist appear adapted only because alternatives vanish. No foresight is involved. The regime shift ahead. Once replication exists, a new pressure dominates. Not just, can this structure survive? But, can this structure survive while being copied? This pressure reshapes everything. It leads to layered organization, specialization, and eventually, cognition. Closing sentence. Replication survives because rebuilding stability from scratch is usually impossible. If you want next, I can write Chapter 10, Why Chemistry is Necessary but Not Sufficient. Continue directly into life as a structural phase, or pause for a cross-chapter synthesis before the biology arc. Just say the next step.